There are far too many of my children who are struggling with great turmoil on the inside. When you walk in my peace, that peace is so powerful and so anointed, it conquers inner turmoil. When you worship me and truly worship me with your heart, focusing on me in this worship, it's as though a mother is tucking her young child into a bed, a place of comfort. Your worship allows me to tuck you into the comfort of my peace. Your worship will drive the turmoil out of your life. It will not change the circumstances, but it absolutely will drive the turmoil, the unsettledness, out of your inside, out of your mind. Worship is such a key to entering into my presence. It's also a key to begin moving into that realm of power. Because you see, as you worship me with all of your heart, when you worship me with your focus, fully giving your attention to me, you begin to see my power flowing through you. You begin to understand it more. Because my presence will saturate the place where you are. And when you are in the fullness of my presence, when you understand it, when it becomes so real to you during the worship, you will begin to understand how you can do the works of Jesus. You'll begin to see it more clearly. Worship is a vital part of moving forward in all that you do for me. For remember, my son did say that I am looking for those who will worship me in spirit and in truth. There is a reason for that. So I encourage you, in the middle of all the turmoil and the inner disruption that you may be feeling, force yourself to worship me. Do warfare against the emotions with worship, and not only experience the change on the inside, but feel the change on the inside. I will give you joy unspeakable and full of glory.